The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
There's a reason that we live so far from Hollywood, in the country looking hard to find a home, with nothing perfect or considered. So damn good. It's the story of your life. You're moving down the page, and you know you're on your way. The story of your life. You live it every day. You can run, you run, but you won't get away. No one knows what's coming up. Where will you go now? It's the story.
Morning, glory, America. Bonjour, hi, Canada. I'm Hugh Hewitt inside the Beltway this Thursday morning. Welcome if you're watching on Facebook, on Instagram, up on YouTube, wherever you are watching. I recommend the Facebook, of course. The Facebook feed is the best place. And I would encourage you as well to always respond to us via Facebook. I am here, 1-800-520-1234. And this first hour, I'll be joined by Dr. Michael Oren at the end of it. I just want to direct my message to Senate Republicans. You have three leaders, Senator Mitch McConnell, Treasury Secretary Mnuchin, and Chief of Staff Mark Meadows. Let McConnell, Mnuchin, and Meadows figure it out. This is not the time to play Scrooge. Yeah, I understand that at yesterday's caucus, we had some grandstanding. And some Republicans are worried about the deficit, and they don't want to pass phase four. You are out of your mind, and you will be in the minority for the rest of your life, and the country will change radically. The Senate is the line on which every Democrat crazy dream breaks. They do want to spend a lot of money right now, and we need to spend some of that money. But we don't go into the election playing Scrooge. And so pass the unemployment extension, pass the expanded PPP, insist on the liability protection, and insist on the defense spending, and get it done. The difference between $1 trillion and $3 trillion at this point is nothing. We have a $26 trillion debt. It's enormous. It will require entitlement reform and many changes, but the crisis is almost over, and the country is almost ready to reopen broadly. It is reopening slowly as Americans figure it out for themselves because the government is confounded everywhere it goes. Remember in Harry Potter, the confounding curse? That's like every state government's got the confounding curse on it. They don't know what to do. But Americans are figuring it out, but a lot of them need not $600 extra. There needs to be unemployment extension and some additional benefit for people who cannot find work. But you need to expand the payroll protection program that was designed by Susan Collins and Marco Rubio. And if we're going to have senators of the year, it's Susan Collins and Marco Rubio. Susan Collins of Maine, Marco Rubio of Florida. They figured out what has saved, I don't know, millions of jobs, because it went right to small businesses. That can be extended. That should be expanded, in fact. It did not reach far enough. It cut too many people off. Too many businesses got caught between no loan window at the Federal Reserve for which they could qualify and too big for PPP. So PPP needs to be expanded. Mitch is absolutely right. He always is. You know, he always tells you exactly what his number one priority is. And it is always truly his number one priority, which is liability protection for 5 years so we can get out of this. And we need the DOD because we've got China. Then I need everyone on the Republican side to memorize, say it, repeat after me, confronting China, the military rebuild, judges, tax cuts, 3.5% unemployment, deregulation, repeal of the clean power regs, repeal of the 404 regs, exit from the Iran deal, exit from the Paris Accord, move the embassy to Jerusalem, approve the annexation of Golan Heights, kill Soleimani, kill al-Baghdadi, destroy ISIS, justice reform, VA reform, PPP, the wall, exposing the left as crazy people, exposing the press as an arm of the left. GOP is a fighting party now, and patriotism. That's the list of achievements that Donald Trump has put on the board, and Republicans need to go out and talk about them. They don't need to be in D.C. debating about another trillion that Americans don't care about. They care about unemployment insurance, extension of PPP. They do not want to get sued. Mitch has got the zero right over the target, and they want their military built. They know that China is the existential menace. Trump has reframed the question. Trump did that. Trump, with the assistance of Pompeo and Pence and Robert O'Brien and A.G. Barr and Christopher Wray, they have reframed the question. We know that China is the enemy. So we need clarity and consistency in delivering the message. We do not need speeches in conference about the debt. We don't. We need to spend the money and get this done. So McConnell, Mnuchin, and Meadows need to get a little proxy statement from everybody. They should take Susan Collins and Marco Rubio with them. Those five people should sit down with the House. Maybe Jim Inhofe, who's joining me later today because he's with defense. That's the A-team. Those five people. All right? Six people. Half dozen people from the Republican side. Mnuchin, Meadows, McConnell, Susan Collins, Marco Rubio, James Inhofe. Send them over, hammer out the deal, and then the rest of you just learn the list. Confronting China, the military rebuild. Remember, Obama left us the empty cupboard at $662 billion for the military. It's up to $721 billion this year and going higher. Two Supreme Court justices, 53 appeals court justices, 144 district court judges, 21 specialty court judges. The massive tax cuts that benefited everyone, the 3.5% unemployment until China gave us the virus. Deregulation across the board. It's not just at EPA with the Clean Power Plan gone and the Clean Water Act regs redone. Not just getting out of the Iran deal, which was subsidizing terrorism and appeasement. Not just exiting the Paris Accords where we were just throwing money away. Not just blessing the embassy move. Israel was going to do it anyway. Their capital is Jerusalem anyway. We just recognized with the world, and there was no riot. We did bless the Golan Heights, and we're going to bless. We have a Middle East peace plan. Jared's plan's a good plan. Killing Soleimani was the bravest thing that an American president has done, the boldest thing an American president has done in 30 years, and in Bravo. Killing al-Baghdadi was as difficult as finding and killing bin Laden, wiping out ISIS. Remember how Obama dithered? Obama pulled out of Iraq. ISIS arose. We had not made progress. And then we got the hell out of Syria. Justice reform. The black vote may be on the table in a larger number than before. And if it is, it's because President Trump signed justice reform. VA reform. He delivered. The PPP I've already talked about saved this country. Susan Collins and Marco Rubio saved this country when the Senate adopted that. The wall is being built. Halfway done, it'll get done in the second term. He has exposed the left as just crazy. You saw that Judiciary Committee meeting yesterday. Just crazy. He has exposed the press. Everybody knows. You can't turn on CNN. You can't turn on MSNBC. You can't turn on the networks except for Fox. And even Fox is halfway off its rocker now. Without realizing that's not the world we live in. That's the elite media's view of you. and they have nothing but searing contempt for you. And they have nothing but an arrogant, misplaced self-confidence in their understanding and intelligence. And it's ironic. They don't read. They actually do not read. They're dummies. Just dummies. The GOP has become a fighting party. They won't be outspent. They refuse to be put in the corner of Scrooge until yesterday, when they broke up the talks, because apparently the old Scrooge instinct returned among a couple of Republicans who don't like their majority in the Senate. And by God, patriotism is back, at least on the Republican side. They're proud of this country and proud of what it does around the world. So listen, Senate GOP, this is a monologue for 53 people, half of whom don't need it, but half of whom apparently have forgotten. They're going to get wiped out if they do not get with the program. We are this close to a virus vaccine, this close. Get us there over the next 3 months and all will be well. What do you think? 1-800-520-1234. Should we really be worried about another $500 billion at this moment? 1-800-520-1234. Connection to the Hugh Hewitt Show. Mnuchin, McConnell, Meadows. Listen to them along with Collins, Rubio, and Inhofe. Stay tuned. The Trump campaign is a special offer just for you. President Trump really wants to give you a signed 2020 Make America Great hat. He wants to make sure the lucky winner is one of his top supporters. Be sure to enter soon, because this is an opportunity you don't want to miss. This offer is only going to go to a select group of supporters, and you're one of them. All you have to do is text Hewitt to 88022 today for your chance to win a signed 2020 Make America Great hat and own a piece of history. Again, that's H-E-W-I-T-T to 88022 to enter to win this contest and join President Trump in the fight to keep America great for four more years. This was paid for by Donald J. Trump for President, Inc. We're going to get it together, America. Welcome back. I get asked by people, what deregulation has Donald Trump done? Well, he got rid of the methane and waste prevention rule, the occupational exposure rule, the Bellingham rule, temporary suspension of EPA enforcement, NEPA rolled back, overtime rules changed, hunting and trapping in national preserves, FDA emergency youth authorization rules, hours of service for commercial vehicles, non-discrimination provisions of the Affordable Care Act, supplemental leverage ratio relaxation. It goes on and on. National Park, Clean Air Act emission standard, definition of biological products, Medicare technical changes, taking of migratory birds, on and on and on. All this nonsense stuff that imposes on the freedom of Americans, gone. Clean fuels grant program, gone. White-collar exemption for overpay regs, gone. Endangered Species Act regulations, gone. Helicopter operations at locations without weather reporting, gone. SNAP retailer food stock requirements, gone. Check pilot medical certificates, gone. And nothing changes. No one wants to fly with a sick pilot. They do it anyway. They don't have to fill out the paperwork. It just goes on and on. Brookings keeps a list. On and on and on. Tip credit rule rescission. There are just a great... Go look at the Brookings list. So when I run down the list of the Trump achievements and I say deregulation, and I mention the clean power plan is gone and the clean water of the U.S. 404 ridiculous rules are gone, that's just the tip of an iceberg regulatory revolution that has allowed the economy to take off, and it will take off again. But Republicans cannot screw it up right now. J.D. in Las Vegas, good morning, J.D.
Good morning, you. I think you hit it out of the park. I could not agree with you more. I hope you keep preaching it until the election day and to every person you talk to on your show. And maybe even inform Peter Baker from the New York Times, who I had to laugh at when he couldn't comment on the Mount Rushmore speech because he didn't have anything to do about it after he had written two devastating reports.
Well, I'll tell you what, President Trump. I like Peter, but I tell you what, I'm going to repeat my list of achievements every day, three times a day until the election. You count on that, J.D. Thanks. Bob in Minneapolis, 1-800-520-1234. What say you, Bob?
Good morning. Spend the money, get us back on track. And Donald Trump has an unrelenting optimism in America and written the book on unconventional wisdom like no one else has. And that is why he's going to win re-election.
You know, I'm writing down on my list, unrelenting optimism in America. You know, on this show 4 years ago, he said America needed a cheerleader. Look, I know he can be rough and he can be ready sometimes, and it makes people uncomfortable and angry. But genuinely, he does do what you just said. Unrelenting optimism. Thank you, my friend. Let's check the markets for you, please. Big day today. Amazon is going to report today. This is brought to you by Birch Gold. You can get your gold from Birch Gold by going to HughGold.com or texting my name, Hugh, to 474747. And if you'd listened to me in January and bought when gold was at $1,400, you'd love me. You'd be sending me roses. Gold is at $1,945 right now. It's up between $400 and $500 since I first told you that, an ounce. And when you roll over a portion of your IRA 401k into a Birch Gold physical metal secured IRA 401k, not all of it, do 10, 20, 30% of it. They put it in a vault. They put your name on it. They send you reports. It is safe in precious metals. Or you can buy physical gold for your own safety deposit box. I buy my gold from Birch Gold. You should too. Simply go to HughGold.com or text my name, Hugh, to 474747, and they will be back at you. Dow up 160 points yesterday. The NASDAQ up 140. The S&P up 40. Everything is red overseas today, but the Treasury's still at 0.48. Gold, as I said, at 1945. Amazon reports after the bell today. Expect a rocket ship there. Amazon yesterday was up $33 at $30,033. I think that's a $5,000 stock, but who knows what I know. I don't know anything, except I knew gold was going up. Stay tuned. It's the Hugh Hewitt Show.
Can you imagine that slice of time? Rock and roll was young people's student line. To hear music that played into their lives, that you could carry till the day you die. Hey man, sing me a song. When we were everyone, we were more than just a slice of American pie. Have you read my blog today? 300 million little USAs. Your doorstep is just a click away. We'll get together one of these days. How can you be as nice as me? You're not from the same slice as me. Where do we go from here, my friend? Is this the way our story ends? Hey,
welcome back, America. That's not the way the story ends. We'll be fine. It's America. But we do need dummies not to be running things. And there's some dummies in the Senate Republican caucus that have got my attention this morning. Look, senators, we have to do phase four. You've got three leaders, Mitch McConnell, Mark Meadows, Steven Mnuchin, and you got three key players, Susan Collins, Marco Rubio, James Inhofe. Let them do the deal. All right, we have to spend $2 trillion, so what? People raising their hands and waving their hands about the debt. This is not this is a one-time-a-century thing. This is not blowing money out the door. This is a government-ordered shutdown. This is not a recession. This is not propping up businesses that do not exist. These are not workers who do not want to work. You've got theoretical worries about people taking $600 a week and not working. I don't think you really, really have thought that through when you worry about that sort of thing, because most people want the dignity of work. There may be some free riders. There is that problem in economic theory, I understand. But you are throwing away a Senate majority. And when you do that, we will have a 15-member Supreme Court. The filibuster will be gone until the fever breaks in the Democratic Party and the AOC and Squad's influence is shattered. You have to hang on to the Senate. Donald Trump has to be reelected. You have to do what's best for the country as they understand it, which is to build on Trump's record. And I'll repeat it for you. He has confronted and challenged China. All right, that's number one. Number one thing he's done, reframe the China debate. Make people understand they are our adversary across every level. I spent 28 minutes yesterday watching the FBI video on recruitment of college students in China. And if you let your kid go to China, you just better have him watch this thing three times. Because that's how the PLA works, People's Liberation Army. The military rebuild has been systemic. It has been across all the branches. It has been slow in the Navy and fast in the other branches, but it's happening. Obama had driven the budget down in his radical left-wing way to $662 billion, broke the deal he made with Bob Gates. Money was gone. Ships weren't ready. Ammunition was low. The budget's back up to $721 billion. It's going higher this year. Judges, I've taught two Supreme Court justices, and there'll be two or four more in the next term. 53 appeals court judges. There are no vacancies. 144 district court judges with more coming. 21 specialty court judges with more coming. That's like the tax court and the court of claims, stuff like that. The tax cuts were critical, much needed, long overdue. Unemployment was at 3.5% until the Chinese exported the virus. Deregulation across the board that makes recovery certain and swift. He got out of that stupid Iran deal with the Ayatollahs and the fascists of Iran that was paying Hezbollah to shell Iran. Got out of the stupid Paris Accords, which did nothing for the environment and did everything to waste money. Gave China a free pass. Allowed China to pollute and told America to shut down. That was President Obama's winner and Joe Biden's winner. Blessed the move of the American Embassy from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, long overdue, promised by many presidents, done by Trump. Backed Israel on the annexation of the Golan Heights. They can't give it back. Anyone who's read the Yom Kippur War history knows that. He killed Soleimani. Trump ordered the trigger pulled on Soleimani. Biggest strategic defeat of Iran in, since the revolution. Trump did that. He also ordered Baghdadi killed. Now, any president would have done that. Many presidents chose not to kill Soleimani. Trump and the American military tracked down Baghdadi and pulled the trigger. He also destroyed every inch of ISIS by changing the rules of engagement. And don't let anyone say, oh, we were doing it. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. Remember Mosul? They let ISIS hang around Mosul for like 2 years and kill all those people. The Yazidi, remember that under Team Obama? We can't go back to that appeasement. Justice reform, let people out of jail who shouldn't be in jail. I was against that. Jared Kushner got it fixed, took fentanyl out of it. I was for it. VA reform, lots of veterans are getting the help they need. PPP, I've mentioned. Thank you, Susan Collins. Maybe America's best senator, Susan Collins, Maine Susan Collins. Maybe the state that's best represented in the United States is Maine with Angus King and Susan Collins. It's a 50-50 state. They're right in the middle of their parties. They're right in their middle of the American political spectrum. They work well together. President Trump has built the wall. He wants to keep the DACA kids. In fact, he wants a comprehensive immigration reform. Democrats won't do it. All those people who don't have green cards, you have the Democrats to blame. All those dreamers who are not here permanently, you have the Democrats to blame. President Trump wants to do that deal. He'll get it done. He's exposed the left as maniacal in some instances. If you look at the Portland streets, he's exposed the press as in the pocket of the Democrats and the left. They're just out of their minds. They are not. It is not your parents' network broadcasting. It's a gang. It's a completely bereft of ethics. They have no idea about. There are a few oases left of sanity. One of them is Meet the Press. Chuck Todd's on later today. GOP has become a fighting party, not a party of chumps. And yes, that unrelenting optimism and patriotism that the caller talked about, yes. To the phones, Ron in Oregon. Good morning, Ron.
God bless you, my brother. I'm going to tell you right now, our president done everything possible. We need a backbone like the Oregon 11th Center to stop the cap and extortion in this state. We're doing a recall because of that situation. We got Democrats and Republicans all side in the state doing that situation. That's how you win over. The president has shown that if you go through and you stand up, you call Ace Nate, you put it all on the table, you win. That's
You're
how
right.
I say.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Ron. Ed in Las Vegas. Go ahead, Ed.
Yes, he cut deals with Guatemala, Salvador, Honduras, and Mexico to have more orderly immigration and refugee asylum process, no caravans. He threw out the Cuba deal that Obama made. He used cruise missiles to hit Assad after Assad used poison gas. So red line drawn and red line enforced. And then he apparently took out over 200 Wagner Group Russian mercenaries.
Oh, he did. They smoked the Russians.
Right. So a more orderly refugee and asylum process, not perfect, but Obrador was up here, you know, fairly cordial relations with Mexico. We don't have what all we want, but it's more stable than it was.
You added to my list, Cubans back in the box, deals with Mexico, El Salvador, Guatemala. Assad got the message, and he smoked the Russian mercs. Good words, my friend, good words. Let's go to Ronnie in Pennsylvania. Ronnie, what say you?
Okay. All right. Hey, you, about this $600 a week deal, get rid of that. I'm trundling to work this morning. I do every morning.
You and me both. Dwayne is the only guy I know doesn't go to work every morning, gets paid. if we could just put the Dwayne provision in this bill, I would be happy. If we could somehow, you faded out on me, Ronnie. Ordinarily, I wouldn't agree with you. I don't care right now. All I know is with a left-wing media, if you deny unemployment extension, we will be crucified in, quote, mainstream media and we'll lose the Senate. And I'm just very intent on not losing America over $600 a week. It's nuts. It's nuts. People have to be very clear-eyed right now. We need to expand PPP, and we have to extend some unemployment benefits, do the necessary, endure the awful, and get liability protection. David, North Carolina.
Hey,
David, you're on, my buddy, friend.
Hey, I'm kind of flabbergasted. I just heard you describe Chuck Todd as...
All right, stop. Gone. No one can call up and attack my guests. Someone did that earlier on Peter Baker. I have mainstream media people on who are good and fair and trustworthy. And that's my opinion. And if you don't agree with me, that's fine. But do not expect... You know, think about your own... This is my house. This is my house. People are invited to my house, except for Dwayne. You can call up and beat up on Dwayne. So if you want to beat up on a media person, just substitute the name Dwayne and think in your head the media person. That's how we'll fix that. Dwayne, you okay with that? See, he's not here.
Why would I respond to that?
Well, you okay with we do that? If someone wants to yell about Peter Baker or Chuck Todd, they can just say Dwayne drives me crazy. Dwayne makes me mad. Dwayne isn't fair. That's the way to solve this problem. Because apparently some people have got
Dwayne envy.
Dwayne envy. They got Dwayne envy. So I think that I've got a solution. Instead of criticizing my guests, they just criticize you.
Okay.
There you go. Okay.
And that's different than any other day of the week. How?
Chuck in New York. How are you, Chuck?
Oh, I'm very well, thank you. Hey, pharmaceuticals. President Obama just had a deal with Eastman Kodak. We are so pumped up, excited about that.
You actually mean President Trump, not President Obama.
Oh, my God. I can't believe what I said.
You did. You should go listen to that and hit yourself in the head like Dobby and Harry Potter.
I always re-listen. You know what? I haven't taken my release factor yet today. Maybe that's the problem.
That is the problem. Okay, you just led me to my – that was good. You redeemed yourself. Do you want to say something bad about Dwayne?
I like Dwayne.
No. Come on. Say something bad about Dwayne. Come on, you screwed up.
Look, I don't want to say that. Your friends are your friends, okay? I have friends that are lefties, too. They're my friends. Okay?
Why
did you say something bad about my mother and get on with it?
No. I like your mother. No, let's go back in your butt. You didn't have to come in today. You didn't come in on Thursday. Dwayne usually works Wednesday the last hour. That's when he's normally here, but he wandered in today because we've got Harley. He's breaking in Harley, teaching them how not to work. Marty in Beaumont, California. Good morning, Marty. What are you doing up at 3:45 in the morning in Beaumont?
Hell, I don't know. I'm listening to this damn guy named Hugh Hewitt.
What the hell's the matter with you?
No, it's insanity. My daughter runs the only hotel in the Claremont Villages, and she says she and other employers in that area are having a hard time getting people to come back to work because of this extra $600. What I'd like you to do, Hugh, is do one of your specialties where you just have employers call in.
Oh, good idea. I will do that, but I got to go to Relief Factor, Marty. Here's my deal for your daughter. That may be true. She doesn't want people to work at her hotel who won't come back because of $600. That's what you really want. You really want to know that. Michael Lauren joins us from Israel. I have a beef to pick with him. Stay tuned. Welcome back, America. Hugh Hewitt. Once a week, I'm joined from Israel by Dr. Michael Oren, former deputy minister, former Israeli ambassador to the United States. He joins me this morning. Good morning, Dr. Oren. How are you?
I'm good, Hugh. Good
I have you. A bone to pick with you.
What now? What?
Well, I'll tell you. We have a mutual friend in the United States who tells me you are writing a novel. And she said, when is Michael going to talk to you on air about the novel? I said, I don't know anything about a novel. And she couldn't believe you haven't told me about this. And I can't believe you. I talk to you once a week, and you haven't told me you've written a novel. What is this about?
Well, you know, we're talking about Iran. We're talking about the Palestinians. We're talking about Corona and Israel. We got other issues here. But yes, and when I get through blushing, I have on September 1st a collection of short stories called Night Archer and Other Stories. The Night Archer and Other Stories coming out September 1st. And I'm very excited about it. I'm happy to talk about the collection of short stories. In November, I have a novel coming out, To All Who Call in Truth.
Now, the reason I'm stunned by this is I've written 14 books, Michael Oren, and I'm a good nonfiction writer, and I write columns. I have never tried fiction because it's a different world and it's tough. You have written some amazing books, The History of the Middle Eastern Wars, Ally, other great books. Which is harder, fiction or nonfiction?
Apples and oranges, but I got to tell you that nonfiction, when it's very good, reads like a novel, and they are complementary because you want someone to read a book, say, about the Six-Day War and be caught up in the drama and get caught up in the individuals. So being a writer of fiction helps you as a writer of history. That's where the drama is.
Interesting. I had a friend yesterday tell me to read Gilead, which I started to read because I've run out of books, but now I will wait, The Night Archer. My favorite short story collection is by a guy named Joseph Epstein, who taught at the University of Chicago, at Northwestern for many, many years. He's finest essayist in America by far.
He was brilliant.
He doesn't work enough. If I had a magic wand, I'd make Joseph Epstein write every day. But I look forward to The Night Archer. September 1, you say?
I will send you right as we get off. I'll send you a PDF. Yes.
Authors are not really good at self-promotion. You have to start saying The Night Archer 7 times a segment so that people will know to pre-order The Night Archer. You've got to learn how to promote. Okay, I got one.
I'm working on it.
The Night Archer. That's the Luntz rule, by the way. Frank Luntz told me if you don't say the title of a book 7 times in an interview, you've wasted the interview because no one will remember The Night Archer. Now they will.
I had a Zoominar with Frank the other night, and I only mentioned it twice.
That's not good. The Night Archer. You got to say it. Police brace for mass rallies outside PM's residence after violent incidents. Head of Times of Israel. What the hell's going on?
What's going on is a fraying of a bit of our society on the edge. Now, these demonstrations are occurring not just in the square in front of the prime minister's residence, but it's happening all over Israel on bridges and intersections. And what you're seeing is a confluence of all these different groups. I think it's roughly similar to what's going on in some American cities. You have the anarchists. You have the extreme leftists. You have a lot of people out of work because of the corona crackdown. People who are protesting against Netanyahu's continuing in office in spite of his three corruption charges. That sort of confluence of disgruntled and angry people And you also have counter demonstrations, so there's been some violence here. But generally, I think what we're feeling here is just the incredible pressure of this crisis as it goes on. And we're looking at several clocks. One is the economic clock. How long can we keep going like this? We have 1 million unemployed, Hugh, and on August 1st, this week, 500,000 of them will no longer have unemployment pay. They won't have money for food. On the other hand, we have X number of hospital beds for corona patients that are filling up and filling up. And when that happens, we're going to have to crack down economically again. A very, very hard call for people in government.
You know, Michael, I'm not a Jew, and I have never lived in Israel, but I still remember the shudder that ran through the world when Rabin was assassinated. And people wondered, what is going on in Israel? Are we at that kind of a level of discord right now?
Not quite. I was an advisor to Yitzhak Rabin. I remember those protests coming out of the prime minister's office and being pelted by rotten vegetables and eggs and huge demonstrations with tens and tens of thousands of people. The largest demonstration so far has been about 6,000 people in front of the prime minister's residence. But it's disquieting. And I think that the background to this is the corona crisis, because we were doing swimmingly before this. And I think we got out of it a little bit too fast. We were the poster kids for how to handle corona successfully, and then became sort of the cautionary kids for how not to handle it by letting up restrictions too quickly. It's going to be hard to get all of these genies back into a bottle.
But you know, the vaccine is coming, Michael. I believe that. I don't believe that the combined scientific genius of the free world cannot produce a vaccine. It is coming. Do you think the world can hang on long enough and not lose its collective mind? 30 seconds.
I think there's another clock going. And we're in a race against this disease. And other countries that were doing well before are not doing well now. It's a race. But
it's
we have to understand we're in this race together, not against one another.
And we have to understand that The Night Archer comes out September 1 and that The Night Archer will be sent to me today. Michael Oren, shame on your promotional abilities, but thank you for joining me. Dr. Dr. Michael Oren on Twitter. The Night Archer is his new book. Looking forward to it. I'll be back with hour number 2, America. Stay tuned to the Hugh Hewitt Show.